I'm Marty Bunis. I'm president of the New England Antique Radio Club. I'm also the founder. I'm from Bradford, New Hampshire. You always see something different. It's great to see a youngster, somebody new comes that appreciates the radio. We're starting to get them back again.
These buttons change bands between shortwave. My name is Adam Vaughn. I'm from Westford, Massachusetts. I've collected these radios for about 10 years now. I am 21 years old. I got into radios because I was intrigued by these radios that got warm and took a few minutes to heat up. I currently own 33 radios, from small portable tube sets to large military communication receivers, or as they're known, boat anchors. I find much more of a joy in using older pieces of equipment than something you buy and that lasts a couple of years and all of a sudden it doesn't work anymore. I prefer the stuff that has lasted 50 years and very well may last 50 more or more.
This is AM only and shortwave. My name is Bob Frederer. I'm from Surrey, New Hampshire. I enjoy the old sets, preferably pre-war or early post-war. One of my favorites is the Zenith Transoceanics. This particular one is the A600 model. It's equipped with all of the goodies.
And right now we're
quite
picking
reverse,
up
cause I was gonna say, the
BBC.
A lot of the tsunami. Are people sort of weary of these events?
The older ones have a different tonal quality than the new transistorized sets. The really good old sets have a richer tone, and a lot of it's in the wood cabinet. It just gives you a different resonance.
I'm Michael Katz. I live in Seaford, New York, and I've been collecting shortwave portable sets in the 60s in Europe for a couple of years now. I've gotten into them. I like the way they look, and this is just another additional thing to collect to fill up my house with. And my wife doesn't appreciate what you do is you buy something when no one's looking, you sneak it in the basement and she never knows you bought it. It's a common tactic among collectors. It's sort of like a drug habit. Don't let anyone know you have it. You just hide it.
After the first 1,000 come into the house, then you have to look the other way. I'm Judy Deloria, and I'm from Chicopee, Massachusetts. My husband is very much involved, and in order to see him at any time, I had to get involved, too.
I'm Mark Nelson. I'm from Natick, Massachusetts. Most of my favorite radios tend to be stuff from well before I was born, but I've ended up collecting a couple of radios that I remember from when I was a kid. And I think for a lot of people getting started, that's what maybe brings them in, is they'll be in a place like this where there's, you know, hundreds and hundreds of old radios of all different ages, and they say, oh, I remember having that in the bedroom when I was growing up, or my grandfather had a radio just like that in his living room, or something like that.
You know, there's no better way to enjoy a great football game than with a rich Punch cigar. Punch cigars are made with the finest...
My name is Cheryl Lustenberger, and I'm from Mansfield, Massachusetts. I was actually looking today for a tabletop, you know, a nice old wood, either like Tombstone or a Cathedral. And I just put some money down on one. A nice RCA, so very excited.
I'm just selling this gentleman this parts Zenith radio that does actually work for $5. It happens.
These things will work forever.